We're in Kohelet. We're up to what's called the first chapter, the third pasuk. Kohelet had been telling us that everything is for naught because everything is finite. So Shlomo Melch continues and says, "Ma yitron la Adam? What's left over for man? Bechol amalu sheya'amol tachat hashamesh. In all his toils under the sun, what's left?" You know, people spend their lives amassing material, and it's all under the sun, it's all under the forces of nature, and he refers to the forces of nature as the sun, but technically it doesn't mean necessarily the sun, he means Hurricane Katrina, he means all forces of nature. You know, everything you toil for, you could never know how long it's going to last. And even if it lasts, tomorrow he's going to die. And what's left? What does he have to show for it? So, ma'itron la'adam, what is man left over? Bechol amalo, and all that he toils, she'amol tachta shamesh, that he toils all the days that he spends under the sun. What benefit will he have from it ultimately? What benefit will a person have when at the end of the day he will die and everything he worked for under the sun, it'll all be lost? The only thing that's worthwhile is if he deals in Torah, then he retains something. He'll have wages in the world to come. What worth it is there to the world? What worth is there to invest efforts in things that are tachat hashamish instead of the Torah, which is referred to as life? You notice that we said five different shatim in the pasuk. But I try to weave them together. But follow that we said different pshatim. Do holech.
There's the planting the seed of the ideas.
Right. Do. The first pshat is always pshat. And then as we go, I'm adding more and more midrashim. Okay? We did five different pshatim. Said, do holech. Vido ba. והארץ לעולם עומדת. Generation goes, generation comes, and the land remains. So a person might think, you know, if a new generation is coming, so why work? והארץ לעולם עומדת, is the world going to remain for eternity? You'll think, maybe, you know, I'll toil for the next generation. And who said they're going to last? Who said this whole world is going to last? We don't know. V'aretz l'olam umadet? Question mark. Generation goes. Generation comes. V'aretz l'olam umadet. You know who lasts? Those that are humble down by the earth. They're the ones that last. But those who are kol amaloshi amol tachta shamesh, they toil instead of the Torah. So theirs, we're going to see. Hashem saves that for the Aretz, for those that are modest. Ultimately, they'll inherit them. Shlomo says in prophecy, he says, sometimes you have a generation of tzaddikim, and they pass away because of the sins of the generation of Rishoyim that are coming after them. And the land remains to suffer the consequences that of man's actions on the world. The world keeps going. The simple understanding, do holech v'do ba. One generation comes, another generation, one generation goes, another generation comes. The land keeps going. The cycle keeps going. So, to an extent, Shlomo is saying, it's all vain. It's all finite. It's all passing. So why work so hard? What are you different than your predecessors? There were others who tried to work so hard. V'zarach ha-shemesh uva-ha-shamesh. The sun rises, the sun sets. V'el mekomo shoev zoreach u-sham. And then it rushes back to the same place to rise again. The sun rises and sets, this pasuk. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Chafei, today's Daf Yomi discusses this pasuk. What does it mean? How does the sun rise and set and start in the same place all over again? The sun tries to go towards rising, right? And yet, even though the sun always seems to be trying to go up, at some point in the day it's got to go back down. And then the next day it's got to start the cycle again. You don't see anything in the world that has only ups. The sun every morning tries going up again. And yet, Mizrach HaShemesh, in spite of the fact that the sun starts its day shining, trying to go up, Uva HaShemesh, at the end of the day, ends up going down. Just like we said, generations come, generations go. Even the good end up going and the bad come and take over. And the cycle continues. Vel mikomo shoef. And then, again, it's going full cycle time and again. Bizarach HaShemesh, Uva HaShemesh, the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, comes back to rise again in the same place. This is a reference to the fact that the cycles keep going in the world. Holech el darom. Throughout the day, the sun tilts to the south. And at night, it comes back not only to the east, but it also comes back northward to where it started rising. Sovev, sovev, holech haruach. Goes around and around again in that direction, on that front. Val sevivotav shavaruach. And then comes back along that same vein. Okay, here, the truth is we could... I don't think that this hour of the night we'll go into this pasuk about the way the sun goes east, west, north, south. In a nutshell, the sun rises in the east, takes a southward turn as it goes west, and then, as it sets, it goes northward, and comes back to the same place, almost the same place it started. And this is due to the sun's tilting on the axis. And it changes between summer and winter, where it's tilting, meaning the sun goes southward, each day slightly more southward, and then half the year goes each day slightly more northward, right? The sun shifts backwards and forwards. Okay, say that. In a nutshell, that's what the pasuk said. So, Shlomo HaMelech said that just like the sun, so too are the wicked. You see them rising and rising, getting more and more powerful. You have to know, in spite of the fact that they seem to be just going up and up, at the end they're going to go down. And maybe we could add a point to this. I will end with this. This is my own thought, connecting this pasuk to other midrashim. Should we say it in 1 minute, 2 minutes, or 5 minutes? You guys have 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay. So, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Adana Hashem tishkacheini netzach. Till when, Hashem, will you forget me for eternity? Do we have a Tanakh here, or a Tehillim? Adana Hashem tastil panecha mimeni. Till when, Hashem, will you hide your face from me? Adana ashit etzot bilvavi ubenafshi yomam. Adana yarum oivi alai. 4 times it says Adana. Tells us Rashi, quotes Chazal, 4 times correspond to the 4 kingdoms that put us down. So I was looking at the pasuk and I said to myself, wow, each pasuk personifies, each pasuk encapsulizes the idea of that galut. Adana Hashem tishkacheini netzach. That's the first galut. That's the galut of Babel. The Jewish people were going up and up and up, entered the land of Israel, set up a dynasty, the Davidic dynasty, and suddenly one day it came to a halt. Suddenly the inconceivable happened. The temple was destroyed, the tribes were exiled, and the Jews looked back and said, how could that be? God, have you forgotten us? And so that first time that we were exiled from the land of Eretz Yisrael is referred to as the exile of Shichacha. You find throughout the Navi, it's referred to as Lama Lanetzach Tishkacheinu. What do we say in the end of Eicha? How could you forget us forever, God? Because we thought God had forgotten. Vatomer Tzion, Azavani Hashem, Vashem, Shechechani. Hashem has forgotten me. We kept thinking Hashem has forgotten. Hashem says, no, Atishkach Isha Ula, what can a mother forget her child? I haven't forgotten you. When a mother will forget her child, I still won't forget you. That's the first exile. Adana Hashem Tishkacheni Nitzach. Adana Tastil Panecha Mimeni, that's Esther, that's the Persian in Medes. That's Vanochi Esther Astil Panai. That's when Haman was able to get away with his decree for a few months. Adana Ashit Etzot Bin Afshi, that's the third exile. That's the Greeks. Their war was a philosophical war. Their goal was not about annihilating the Jewish people physically, but spiritually. That's Hanukkah, that's the light, that's the thought, the faith. Adana Yahum Oivi Alai, till when will my enemy overpower me, seem to be just going up and up. That's the fourth exile. That's Edom. Edom is compared to?
Rome. Sorry.
The sun. Right? Edom is the Shemesh. Yaakov is the Shemesh. Edom is the Shemesh. By what do they have their calendar? It's the solar calendar. Edom is the sun. Edom is the sun.
We're the moon. Well,
The Muslims are the moon. We are the synthesis. We are the synthesis of both. Correct.
We bless the moon.
Just bench the sun.
We are the synthesis. Our calendar is the synthesis. Our writing is the synthesis. Sofer. They write from left to right. They write from right to left. We write from right to left and pull the pen from left to right. Synthesis. We synthesize both. In Stam, that's how you write Hebrew in Sefer Torah.
Backwards?
We write from right to left, but the sofer always pulls the pen from left to right.
The strokes are always
from left to right. Synthesis. They are sun, they are moon, we are synthesis. Indeed. We have the calendar that synthesizes.
But they are sun.
And they are the one, why are they called Yahum Oivi Alai? Because look at it, it's been almost two millennium that they're on top. It seems like it's never ending. Chazal tell us that when Yaakov saw the vision of the angels ascending the ladder, each angel represented a different kingdom. And with each angel he saw what notch it went up to. Angel 1, kingdom 1, went up, came down. Angel 2, went up, came down. Angel 3, went up, came down. Angel 4, Esav, goes up, and up, and up. And Yaakov doesn't see him coming down. Adana Yahum Oivi Alai, to when will my enemy go up and up and up? That's Edom. Edom seems like it's never ending. We never know when's it going to be over. So, possibly, this idea, it's not simply the Zarach HaShemesh Uva HaShemesh that Shlomo is telling us, the sun rises, but don't worry, it will set. It's not simply that Chazal tell us, the Rasha seems like he's going up, but don't worry, he's coming down. If we put the points together, if the Shemesh is Esav, whenever we speak about Rasha, it's Esav. And now we're describing when you see the sun go up and you don't know if it's coming down, so we could put the points together, and maybe this is another allusion to Esav. The Zarach HaShemesh, you see it go up. Uva HaShemesh, don't worry, it's still going down.